Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name is Thomas. The way this podcast works is very simple. You just pick an episode, press play, and get cozy in bed. I'll take you through a short relaxation, and then I, or one of my friends, will read you a bedtime story that is idyllically designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you off to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective this podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen every night, wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. You can find Get Sleepy in all the usual places on social media. We'd love if you'd give us a follow or a like and keep up to date with all our releases and our polls, where you'll get to vote on which stories you'd like to hear in the future. In tonight's episode, we'll hear the story of Claudia. She possesses a special gift for painting, but it's a gift that she keeps close to her chest. If she can find the courage within herself, she may just realize a life of great prosperity. I'll be reading two stories this week. This inspiring tale tonight, and another on Thursday on Get Sleepy Premium. If you'd like to hear Thursday's episode and get access to all of our stories and meditations, then we'd love it if you will join us on Get Sleepy Premium. It's the best audio for helping you get a good night's sleep, and it's all completely ad-free. We'd be so grateful to have your support, and thank you to everyone who's subscribed so far. It goes a long way to helping us keep this podcast on the air. If you're interested, you can sign up on our website at getsleepy.com/support, or just follow the link in the show notes to learn more. So now, before we begin our story, allow yourself a moment to wind down. You may want to adjust and shuffle into a comfy position, or you may feel just right where you are now. Whatever the case may be, give yourself permission to switch off from the day's events. Take 2 or 3 nice, deep breaths. Really fill up your lungs as you inhale, and let the air flow gently back out. Use your breathing to empty your mind and release any stress or tension. With each exhale, you can breathe all of the unwanted sensations out into the world, where they will float away and leave you in peace and comfort. And as your body relaxes and your mind clears, you can just listen along and fall asleep whenever you like. While I read our story. It's called Painting Rainbows, and I hope you enjoy it. Claudia sits at her easel, looking out over the broad stretches of countryside to the rear of her home. Dainty birds tweet and chirp in the trees and bushes outside. She recognizes some of the songs and can match them to their species without a moment's thought. Way out in the distance, a combine harvester is ploughing the year's crops. A gentle breeze carries the slightest murmur of its engine and mechanisms all the way to Claudia's ears. She smiles. She must have sat in this very spot on thousands of occasions in her life. Still, every time she gazes through the tall arched window pane, it reminds her just how blessed she is. This home has belonged to her family for multiple generations. It's modest in size, craggy in its appearance. The floorboards creak and the carpets are worn by time. Yet, the memories that it holds are priceless, and the familiarity keeps Claudia grounded. She takes a deep breath in, sensing the cool, fresh air drifting in from outside. It's time, once again, to create a new masterpiece. She mixes together several different shades of paint, lightly dabbing her brush in two or three pans to achieve the right tones. As the colours dilute and combine, Claudia's mind courses back through her youth. There is one particular occasion that always comes to the forefront, especially when she's in this spot. It was a hot, humid day toward the end of summer. Claudia, no more than 6 or 7 years old at the time, was transfixed to her colouring book. She laid on her bedroom floor with a pack of coloured crayons, filling in pictures of wildlife and mystical creatures. Meanwhile, her parents went about their usual house chores, whistling light-hearted melodies to keep them entertained. The family dog was staying busy, wandering around in the garden and searching for new smells. Every window and door of the home was wide open, encouraging air to flow around and to keep the house as cool as possible in the humidity. Suddenly, without warning, the light from the sun disappeared and was replaced by a deep grey blanket of shade. Claudia's bedroom became so dark that she struggled to see what she was drawing. As she wandered downstairs to find her parents, the grey clouds erupted with a furious downpour of rain. Visibly panicked, her mum and dad raced around, shutting the doors and windows and desperately gathering up the dry washing from the clothesline outside. A booming clap of thunder resonated from above. Its deep vibrations shook the walls of the entire house, prompting the dog to bolt inside and straight upstairs. Claudia followed as they both rushed to hide under her bed. As the storm hovered above, Claudia cowered beneath her bed, She pressed her palms over her ears and cuddled up to her dog for comfort. But the downpour moved on almost as quickly as it arrived. The muffled sounds of thunder gradually faded as the storm passed. A minute or two later, her mum and dad peeked in through the bedroom door. Claudia slid out from her hiding place just enough so that they knew she was there. They came and knelt beside her, checking that she was okay. Meanwhile, the thick clouds began to break and sunlight re-emerged. The heavy rain eased off to a mere drizzle. Claudia's father urged her to come out from under the bed and join them in the study. He said that something magical was happening outside. With cautious intrigue, Claudia followed her parents. She made her way towards the tall window. The sight that met her eyes was extraordinary. The sky, which was covered in deep, dark greys just minutes before, had transformed into a spectacle of colour. Rays of sunlight pierced through gaps in the softer clouds, and patches of blue revealed themselves once more. But something unusual stood out against the rest. A peculiar, yet glorious, multicoloured arc, stretching over the entire land. Claudia had never seen anything like this before. She rubbed her eyes to be sure it was real. Her parents chuckled as they watched their daughter, completely awestruck. This vision in the sky seemed to envelop the landscape, as if forming a protective veil across it. It had so many colours, 6, 7, maybe more. The shape followed the contours of the curved window frame, as if it was a display screen, purpose made to project this image. "Do you know what that is, Claudia?" asked her dad. She shook her head, still spellbound and speechless. "It's called a rainbow." Claudia's eyes opened wider still. Even its name sounded pretty. "After every storm comes a rainbow," Mum said. "It's a sign that the thunder and lightning has gone, and all is safe and bright again." Still, to this day, those words remain vivid in Claudia's memory, as well as the great sense of relief and joy that her young heart felt. That moment ignited her lifelong fascination with rainbows. Better still, her father spoke of a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. She couldn't see either end from the window. Both were hidden behind rolling hills. But Claudia's impressionable mind was inspired. "One day," she said, "I'm going to find the rainbow and make my life's fortune." Her parents grinned with a loving affection as they left Claudia to watch the fading spectacle. They never could have foreseen just how fitting their daughter's words that day would eventually prove to be. From that moment forth, Claudia's bedroom walls began to fill up with drawings of rainbows, each one more vibrant and artistic than the last. Now, whenever it rained, a rush of excitement outweighed any sense of fear. She'd often wait by the study window, hoping that the sun might break through the rain clouds and spawn the colourful arches in the sky. Dotted across the walls of the study were dozens of watercolours by the artist Claude Monet. Her mother adored his work. In fact, such was her mother's adoration that Claudia's own name was given by virtue of the famous Frenchman. She too became fascinated by Monet's works and dreamed of being a well-known painter just like he was. On her 10th birthday, Claudia received her very first set of paints from her mum and dad. As she eagerly tore at the neat wrapping paper, a small handwritten note fell out onto her lap. The words read, "To our dear Claudia, may your imagination run free and your creativity thrive. Always chase the rainbow." That motto has stuck with Claudia ever since. Her teenage years were less about the typical interests shared by her peers. Instead, her time was spent honing her craft, absorbing guidance and advice from her art teachers, and developing a style that was, without question, uniquely her own. She had plenty of friends, but felt too shy to ever show them her paintings. She was worried that they might laugh, or that they might not understand why she cared more for art and nature than for gossip and material things. Claudia found her contentment in discovering the beauty of the countryside and trying to recreate it. She would peacefully sit in many a meadow, photographing the sky, or the flowers, or the animals, or anything that made her smile. And then, she'd spend her free time turning these scenes into stunning works of art. She learned of the phenomena and science behind rainbows, how sunlight is refracted as it enters droplets of rain in the air, and how that light is then reflected into our eyes. Even with this knowledge and understanding, Claudia still viewed every rainbow as a moment of magic, and a small part of her never stopped believing her dad's fanciful story. She still longed for the day when she'd find that pot of gold. As Claudia's love for art continued to evolve, so too did her thirst for discovery. She began to travel. She wanted to see the world and all the beauty that it had to offer. Every new adventure was planned with seasonal conditions in mind. Claudia would tirelessly research weather patterns from region to region and from one country to the next. Her overriding ambition was always focused on witnessing a rainbow. Of course, she endured plenty of frustration along the way. Hours, days, sometimes weeks spent waiting in various foreign lands, and sometimes to no avail. But it was always worth it for those rare, precious moments. The moments when the conditions were just right. The bright skies would cloud over, the rains would fall with rapture, just for a matter of minutes. And then the sun would work hard to break through the darkness, to push the clouds away. And when it did, The results were pure majesty. Every time, she could feel the hairs on her neck stand up and goosebumps covering her arms. Claudia would wait under whatever shelter she could find, sometimes in her car, or under tin rooftops, or in a cafe overlooking quaint scenery. When the rain eased off, out came her camera, and the beautiful rainbows crossing the skies would be captured, ready to be turned into watercolor masterpieces, much like Monet's. Her mum and dad were so proud. Every time she returned home from another trip, they sat and looked through all of her new paintings. She would explain each and every detail, describing the scenes and stories that brought the canvases to life. The unfaltering passion that they recognized on her 10th birthday was still as prevalent as ever. Claudia captured some of the most mesmeric vistas that one could imagine. Rainbows over fields of lavender in France, over charming windmills in Holland, over swathes of sunflowers in Florida, and across the beautiful beaches of the Caribbean. Each one was different, flooded with a thousand shades of color, from top to bottom, left to right. The scenes were nothing short of a paradise for the eyes. For Claudia, this was simply her hobby, her way of expressing the happiness in her heart and keeping souvenirs of the world. It never occurred to her that this hobby could become something even greater. Not until her mother sat with her in the study one day and made a wise observation. "You do realize, Claudia, that Monet made his wealth thanks to his paintings. And quite honestly, your paintings are by far the best I've ever seen since." Claudia gazed at Monet's famous artwork, contemplating her mother's words. "You should show them to others," Mum continued. "Even if the money doesn't concern you, it would be a tremendous waste if they never left these four walls." This conversation prompted Claudia to think about her trips around the world. She had visited many art exhibitions in various towns and cities. Each was filled with fascinating works by aspiring artists from near and far. Indeed, she often dreamed of seeing her own paintings in these places. However, Claudia never quite believed that her work would be worthy. She feared the possibility of rejection and humiliation, just like the anxieties she'd felt as a teenager. And so her paintings still remained a secret, known only to her closest loved ones. One day, her aging parents read of a grand exhibition in the local newspaper. It was being planned in the famous town hall of a nearby city. Some of the world's most renowned art critics would be attending. It could surely be a once-in-a-lifetime chance for Claudia to unveil her stunning art to the world. Still, Claudia felt nervous, apprehensive, and insecure. The only people who had ever seen her work were her own family and her school teachers. No matter how many compliments they had given her and how much encouragement she'd received, she couldn't rid herself of that little voice of doubt in the back of her mind. The following morning, Claudia awoke to the sound of rain pattering on her bedroom window. Despite the rain, a single ray of sunlight peeked through her curtains. With that, Claudia jumped out of bed and ran into the study. Yet again, her eyes were met by the astonishing sight of a beautiful rainbow. She felt a wave of inspiration rush through her. The sensation of wonder took her back to that day in her childhood and the message that her parents wrote on her 10th birthday resonated in her mind. Always chase the rainbow. With that, Claudia felt full of courage and belief. She grabbed the newspaper and found the contact details for the exhibition organizers. They might already be at full capacity, but it was worth a shot. To her surprise, she received a response just a day later. As if by some miracle, the organizers were still looking for upcoming local artists. In particular, they were interested in paintings of landscapes and scenery in the surrounding region. It couldn't have been more perfect. Some of Claudia's finest works were those that she had captured close to home. With a bootload of paintings in tow, Claudia made haste for the town hall. Waiting for her there were the exhibition organizers. She could feel her heart beating out of her chest as she stepped inside the building. A man and a lady, both dressed with elegant flair, greeted her in the reception area. One by one, they looked through each of Claudia's paintings. Their faces beamed as they surveyed the creative interpretations of local countryside. The lady commented on the impressive detail and the colourful vibrancy. The man was astounded by their lifelike quality. Claudia's pounding heart felt more calm and full with each flattering compliment. There were paintings of meadows filled with wildflowers and sweet animals, forests with towering trees and babbling brooks, cottages set amongst open countryside. The organizers loved every one of them. For someone still in her 20s, they were amazed by the elegance of her style. But it was when they got to the final painting that their faces became visibly wonderstruck. A beautiful, vibrant rainbow soaring across the skies over the open countryside behind Claudia's family home. It was one of the first watercolour paintings Claudia had ever done. She put it at the back of the pile, assuming that it would be their least favourite. But the reality was quite the opposite. The art experts were amazed. For a moment, they each fell speechless. The lady finally managed to utter a single word. Wow. Claudia looked at them both, unsure of why they seemed so shocked. This piece, I think, I believe, is the finest landscape painting I have ever seen," stated the man. "I have never perceived the true beauty of rainbows like I do at this moment. I beg you, please allow us to make this the featured piece of our exhibition. I will pay whatever it takes." Claudia could not believe her ears. She didn't know what to say, but of course, she agreed. Though she tried to deny the man's money, he insisted that she accept his offer. Better still, the organizers asked that she bring even more paintings for them to display. They contacted the esteemed art critics who were due to attend. Proudly, they informed them of the most exciting young artist in a generation. Overwhelmed with happiness, Claudia raced home to tell her parents. Of course, they were over the moon, but in no way surprised. It had been clear to them for some time that their talented daughter was destined for success. Above all else, they were proud of her for finding the courage to share her work. 2 weeks later, Claudia attended the exhibition. Over a dozen of her paintings were displayed across the main section. Crowds of enthusiasts, journalists, and critics crowded around, entranced by the stunning artistry of the watercolor landscapes. Throughout the evening, several critics approached Claudia. Each expressed their admiration for her artwork, especially the rainbow. They wondered why they had never heard of her name before. Claudia explained that this was the first time her work had been put on display in public. With this, she received countless offers for commissioned work. A gallery owner from Paris heard of her rainbow over the French lavender fields. He wanted to put it in his gallery. An esteemed American art critic asked that she come to paint some of his favorite places in his home state. And there were many more offers. Soon enough, Claudia's artwork began to appear in galleries and exhibitions all over the world. Her paintings were written about in magazines and newspaper articles, and in dozens of languages. Journalists wanted interviews, book publishers wanted her autobiography, and before long, she became affectionately known as Claudia, the Rainbow Princess. As the years went by, Claudia became a household name. Celebrities and even royalty requested unique works for them to call their own. Her fame and popularity took her all over the planet. She was traveling more than ever and always relished the chance to paint in new places. Her portfolio of watercolors was ever expanding, and she soon became one of the most prolific artists in modern history. Yet, there was one painting that forever remained her trademark piece. It was that painting, the rainbow scene behind her family home. Millions of replicas sold worldwide, and it became a must-have ornament on the walls of many homes. Indeed, it seemed divinely fitting. The scene that first ignited Claudia's passion was the one that brought her a life beyond her wildest dreams. Her childhood affirmation had come true. In many ways, the rainbow was her pot of gold that brought her great fortune. Despite her fame and riches, Claudia remained humble and modest. She didn't see herself as some larger-than-life figure. She was just a regular person with a love of rainbows. When her parents passed away, they left the family home to her. They promised not to be offended if she chose to use her wealth to move to a larger property in a more prestigious area. In fact, they encouraged her to do so. But Claudia knew that she would never feel at home anywhere but here. She married the love of her life, whom she met on her travels. He adored her work and loved Claudia with complete devotion. They had two beautiful children and lived happily in the old family home. Claudia chose to invest her wealth in protecting the precious surrounding countryside. She wished for nothing more than to preserve the inspiration and purity of nature for her children and many generations to come. Now, when aspiring artists ask what was the key to her accomplishments, she always says the same thing. It's simple. I pursued what I most enjoyed. I followed my passion, and I always chased the rainbow. Sitting by that tall, arched window today, Claudia smiles. The birds are still tweeting. The murmur of the combine harvester has disappeared to some distant field. The scene is just as inspiring as ever. As she brings her paintbrush to the blank canvas, Claudia looks to the sky and gives thanks. Everything was meant to be. That's all for our story tonight. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope even more that you chase your rainbow, whatever that might be for you. Good night, and sleep tight.